have Mrs. Armstrong. She just called in.
Good for you.
Okay. Here you are.
Hello.
Hello.
And Bob Alderman.
Yes, Bob.
You've been out hiding somewhere.
Well, you know, when I left the office, I called your office and
told you
that I'd be gone about an hour, but I'm sorry you didn't get the message. I just talked to your secretary and somehow something went wrong, but I didn't skedaddle out, I promise.
Okay. I've been over with the president and had the operator trying to track you down.
Uh-huh, I'm sorry.
The reason being that we've talked over what we talked about yesterday. The president thinks that the counselor concept is a superb idea.
Really?
And we all agree that that would be a real coup. That accomplishes everything we're after.
And did he think the cabinet rank would be
okay? Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
Right.
Oh, sure. I mean, that would be the whole point.
Wonderful, Bob.
And what he wanted to do, and what I'll have to confess to you, went ahead and did. Because a lot of things that are happening next week, we leaked the story to the Star.
I see.
So you got to hurry up and call your family.
Okay, I'll get on the phone
right
now.
And tell them that you've just been elevated to a position of eminence hardly ever achieved by a woman in American history.
How exciting. What shall I say my responsibilities are? Or
well,
will that be announced later?
The way we're putting it in the leak, and this is not an announcement, it's just it'll be a leak story that the Star will run as an advance, and then we'll confirm it later.
Okay.
But saying that the president is appointing Mrs. Ann Armstrong as a member of his cabinet,
mm-hmm.
To his cabinet, as a counselor to the president,
mm-hmm.
That Mrs. Armstrong will be working with the president and the other members of the cabinet
mm-hmm.
On the whole range of policy matters,
mm-hmm.
including but not limited to those areas of particular interest to women,
mm-hmm.
and will be dealing with the kinds of matters that Bob Finch and Don Rumsfeld most recently have been handling as counselors to the president, and in the past were handled by the other counselors, Pat Moynihan, Bryce Harlow, and before that, Arthur Burns.
Okay.
Now, that'll rock them.
Oh, man, this is beautiful.
And without getting into any specifics at this point, and then we'll go back on it and you know, set it up with some more details and all later on.
Bob, when will this appear in the Star?
Tomorrow morning.
Boy, I better get busy. All right, now, what do you want me to tell the press when they call? When did the president get this idea? How long have we been talking about it, et cetera?
The president has had the idea for some time
mm-hmm.
and talked with you about it when you came in to see him that
right.
that day, you know, when you had
right.
the appointment with him.
Right.
And you discussed the specifics and so forth, and both of you felt it would be an outstanding idea. You were, of course, delighted at this concept and at the president's recognition of your role and contribution and so forth, and the your hope that you can continue to make a contribution in this kind of a position. Then the reason it hadn't been announced was that you were working out the details with your family of the family problem of working out ways that you could you know, be away from home enough to handle this.
And the president,
it's been worked out, and the president's agreed that a part of the time you can handle some parts of the job by telephone from your home in Texas.
All right.
And but that you'll be spending the majority of your time here in Washington and so on.
Okay.
And you ought to you know, work out some kind of a thing with an apartment here or something, so you have a base here. All right, now. This broke fast because of a lot of other things that are falling into place next week, and it was important to try and cover this before it happened. And incidentally, it works out awfully well on the thing you raised with me of
the Tuesday
business. Yeah, that'll sink them, and so that would cover that. Now, the next point is that as the newest member of the president's cabinet, you should be at the president's cabinet dinner tonight.
Oh, gosh.
Can you do it?
Is that absolutely necessary? I don't know what I'll do for a dress or anything. But
we'll buy you a dress.
Well, okay, I guess I'll find something. What time is the dinner?
7:30. You got all kinds of time.
But then how do I tell my poor family? Okay, if you want me there, I'll be there. What, 5:20? Is this important as far as the announcement, the image goes, Bob?
It kind of is.
Okay, I'll do it then.
It's why I was trying to reach you earlier.
Okay.
And I know it's a tough thing to ask you to do at this point, but don't worry about, you know, getting your hair done and all that stuff. You'll be great.
All right. Well, if I'm a few minutes late, is it bad protocol?
Nope.
All right. I could be as late as 7:45, say?
Yep.
Okay. And I just bring my White House pass and show up, huh?
Yeah, we'll get
Where
you.
Is it?
At the residence.
At the main end.
Yeah, come in the south drive, you know, and
okay, this...
Want me to have a White House car pick you up?
No, I'll just come in a cab. I'm at the main...
No, sir. I'll have a car pick you up.
All right, a front entrance of the Mayflower.
Start getting used to it. Pull your rank now.
Okay, well, listen...
You're a cabinet officer. Don't screw around with taxi cabs.
Okay, Bob. Well, I'll never be able to thank you enough, but I'll start trying soon. And I'll have him there at 7:30, and I'll be no later than 5 minutes late.
7:30 main entrance to the Mayflower?
7:30 main entrance Mayflower. And I'll talk to no press until I see you.
All right.
Unless you want me to talk to some press. If the Star calls me, you want me to talk to them? Okay, I won't talk to anybody till I see you tonight.
Good.
Okay.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Okay, yeah.
Bye.